Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and even those cheat codes that I personally use every single day to run and grow my businesses here in the middle of the United States. And friends, this week in the U.S., it is Thanksgiving. It is one of my favorite holidays of the year, if I'm being truthful. Yes, I actually like to eat turkey and mashed potatoes, and will do it at times other than Thanksgiving Day. I will tell you that a smoked turkey is the best turkey, but we're not going to spend time there. I am going to tackle a little bit lighter topic this week. We are going to talk about some myths of search engine optimization. There are preconceived ideas that a lot of people have about how search engine works, and candidly, they're just not true. People keep doing them and they don't work. So we're going to tackle four of those this week. I am not going to release a podcast episode on Thanksgiving Day because you should not be listening to me. You should be spending time with your family and being thankful for what's going on. With that said, let's tackle myth number one. You can rank number one in just a few days on your website. I see stories of people claiming that they rank number one in just one day. They're using AI. They're claiming that they're pushing content left and right, and they put hundreds of pages on a website and they're ranking number one with these magic secrets that they want you to buy. Folks, it just doesn't work that way for most categories and most businesses. If you have a very niche business on how to not burn down your house when frying a turkey, you might be able to get away with this, but you're only going to rank for that one day for like 3 days a year, because most people don't fry turkeys in the middle of July. There are some crazy one-off exceptions, I will admit. But for most businesses, especially local businesses, it just doesn't work that way. It's not true. If you are in a competitive arena, whether that's Chinese food, whether that's tire repair, insurance, dentistry, pediatrics, if you have a local business and it is semi-competitive in any nature, it's going to take some work to get to the top of the heap. If you do get there quickly, say in a few days, the likelihood of staying there without more work after that is very low. Google is looking for subject matter expertise and authority. That comes with a depth of content that is produced over time. It is updated. It is added to. Staying at the top is not what it used to be. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you could get there fairly quickly if you had some very specific mechanics in place. For competitive industries, competitive businesses, competitive niches, you're going to need to have a long-term strategy to rank across the multiple phrases and words that are applicable to your business. Ranking for Harley-Davidson motorcycle insurance, you may be able to get there somewhat quickly if you're working in an area where there's not a lot of competition for that business. But where I'm at in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, that's going to take you a long while. SEO is very much a long game. And to be able to rank for multiple things, you need to have a stream of content that is updated, populated, and edited over time. And it needs to be very applicable to the people around you that you're trying to attract. I see a lot of YouTube videos out there right now where people are claiming that they ranked number one in 24 hours. When you begin to dig into the details, it's for one particular word. It is for something that is not competitive. It is something that you've never heard of. And then they want to sell you their process. Avoid the snake oil salesman. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Understand that the long game is not built in a day. It's not dismantled in a day, but it requires diligent work over time. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. That is myth number one. We're going to tackle number two tomorrow. It is Thanksgiving week. I am thankful for you, the people who listen to me on a regular basis. If you need help coming up with a long-term strategy, go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form, and let me know how I can help you with that. We have the ability to help coach you through coming up with that long-term strategy. We can help coach you through finding new niches to attack, but you got to have that conversation first. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about whether or not you can compete with big companies here on the porch. I'll see you then.